This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome, winners. That's right. You are winners. And you know why you like this show? Let me just give you one of the reasons why. You like it when I remind you daily how much you are winning. I hate losing. The only thing I hate worse than losing is not winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Consider all that is happening right now, America, to validate you. Remember when Donald Trump was the misogynist? Huh? How far do you have to go back? Oh, I know. They're still talking about him.
He still grabbed women by the...
Oh, wait a minute. Don't make me bring up Harvey Weinstein. Who's the misogynist now? Huh? Where's your God now, Moses? Huh? Leftist? Remember when Black Lives Matter thought they were all that in a bag of chips? Where are they now? Huh? Roger Goodell. Is this thing on? There's a story, folks, where scientists found $2 million worth of gold in Swiss sewage. Now, I don't know how you would even go to look for gold in Swiss sewage, but apparently there was a study done and they found $2 million of gold in Swiss sewage. All you got to do is go through it. I would say conservatives found an immeasurable amount of gold in Hollywood sewage. Man! We're finding an immeasurable amount of gold in D.C. sewage. Barack Obama was flushing it down the toilet. Hollywood's been flushing it down the toilet. They haven't been letting you in on where the gold is. But there's gold in them there turds. See, the gold, it's vindicating you. Your vote for Donald Trump. Your steadfast dedication to the principles of conservatism are being vindicated. What do we do? You people are winning. You got me excited. I'm excited. You fellas excited? Y'all excited about the show today? You know what we got to tap? What do we have going on? You know what we got to do? We got to get a system where you guys can be heard. So that way people don't, you know, think I'm crazy. Yeah, we have great production around here. These guys are good. Woo! We pick winners. Man, I got to tell you, you look at everything happening in the world today. You could not line this up. Let me ask you this. Donald Trump is president, and the biggest scandal of Hollywood that isn't even a scandal because we've known it's been going on, the biggest scandal of Hollywood breaks during this time. Donald Trump is president, and something that has been brewing in business all throughout, you know, for decades, the progressivism that's been pervasive in business for decades, ruining businesses. And Donald Trump's presidency says, let's take a look at this progressivism. Let's take a look at this so-called activism, and let's call it what it is. And he calls it out. And if you think it's some sort of, you know, freakish timing thing with Trump and the Hollywood thing, I don't think it's freakish timing at all. I believe it is ordained. I believe that God has seen enough Sodom and Gomorrah in the state of Californicate, the epicenter of liberalism and leftism, which is Hollywood, that is spitting out the most vile, putrid sewage that we've seen in a long time. Now look, I'm not sanctimonious. I love the human form, particularly that of the ladies. I'm the guy that send me to Brazil to cover a story, Fox News, and I'll go to Ipanema. Just take off all your jewelry. But I'll go. Yeah, have you seen the Brazilian beauties in the little swimsuits they were? Sign me up. And I know what people, come on, Kevin, that's not very Chris. What are you talking about? God gave you eyes. It would be like me looking at a steak and going, what? Would they want me to eat those Cheetos? I'm looking at a good steak cooked at some great restaurant. I'm going, look at that steak. The same way I'm going to appreciate a beautiful woman, except, you know, I get to eat the steak. I just get to appreciate the beautiful woman. Just like, hey, look at that beautiful woman. So, you know, this concept of we're all prude. I'm not being a prude at all. I get it. And there are things that I'll look at that I don't want my kids to look at. And I understand that when I was a kid, I tried to sneak and look at things. I told you guys my Playboy story. I used to love to go to Tommy's house because Tommy had Playboys laying around and I could partake, acting like I was cleaning. I was cleaning, but I was accidentally, you know, pushing open the magazine. I think my grandmother was on to me. Anyway, gold flushed down the sewer. Estimated 95 pounds of gold is flushed through the Swiss sewage system each year, according to a study by Aquatic Science Institute, EWAG. Boss gold is worth about $2 million at current prices. Researchers believe the tiny gold flecks flow into the wastewater system from the country's famed watchmaking industry and gold refineries. The study was commissioned by the Swiss Federal Office for the Environment, involved studies of 64 wastewater treatment plants across the country. So these guys are making watches. I'll tell you this, when I was at Texas Instruments, a guy stole $135,000 worth of gold from the semiconductor processing plant. What they do when they do semiconductor processing, they gold plate the etch. In some cases, they'll gold plate the semiconductors or the etch. And when they gold plated them, there was gold that would it looked black because it didn't oxidize, but it combined with a chemical and it looked black, and it would be caught into the bins that were below these vats. And this one guy knew this, and so he poured the water off of it and it looked black. It looked like pepper. Okay, that's the best way to describe it. It looked like pepper, and he would cart it out little by little. Every day. And then he went home and he cooked it and took a chemical, put a chemical to it that would take the chemical that it combined with the gold and get rid of that. He'd scrape it off the top and he was left with gold. And it was estimated that he took $135,000 worth of gold. How much are we going to take off of the top of the Hollywood stuff?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I love the spin on Weinstein and how all the Holly weirdo chicks have suddenly broken their silence on Harvey Weinstein. While leftist women marched on Washington for women's rights against Donald Trump, they've apparently been Mirandized on Weinstein. You have the right to remain silent, Holly Weird. And they took us up on it. They did it. They remained silent. Yeah. Amazingly so. I've seen multiple things from these leftists where they'll have the tape over the mouth and they say, Donald Trump tries to silence us. Or the black football players, Donald Trump is silencing us, man. And on leftists will talk about being silenced, the First Amendment rights being revoked by us. Who's revoking their rights? Who's been silenced over the past couple of decades? You be the judge. No, I don't want to influence you. Who's been silenced? What can you not talk about? Say something about Obama. Watch what happens. Say you like Trump. Watch what happens. Say you're a conservative in Hollywood. in academia. Say you own a business, whatever. You're a money-grubbing capitalist, and on and on and on. And you know what? Hollywood is all of that on steroids. People making crazy money. Well, who's it? Rosie O'Donnell, $7 million a year. Keith Olbermann, $7 million a year. For what? How much does Jimmy Fallon make? How much do these late-night talk show hosts make? Do you find them interesting? Are they compelling? Do you really want to sit and listen to their drivel? And holy mother of Lily Ledbetter, I thought leftism empowered women. And where is leftism born and raised? Would that be Californicate? Yeah, it is. The epicenter of leftist evil. The state of California. How many of you thought California, and particularly Hollywood, was so progressive? How many powerful women are there in Hollywood? There are movie studio heads, moguls, movers, and shakers sent there to both break through the glass ceiling and to showcase how great leftism is for women. Where are they? What are they doing? What have they done for women? Two of the most powerful women in the world are, you need help? Former first ladies. You still need help? All right, I'll help you. Michelle Obama certainly qualifies as one, right? She's a rock star. She's a big name. Former first lady of the United States who beamed over Harvey Weinstein on multiple occasions. Not once, folks. Multiple times. Hobnobbing. She and Barack flying out to fundraisers. He's a big bundler. The worst, better than that, depending on how you look at it, it's not about his bundling. It's about the fact that they're being introduced to stars. And they're starstruck. These two went out there like bumpkins, hating white people. And then they got the hobnob. When they said they knew Harvey, doors opened up. Forget president. Nobody cares about the president. In Hollywood, they cared about him, you know, because he was a rock star president. But still, you got egos. George Clooney, do you think George Clooney literally looks at the president of the United States and thinks, wow, he's an amazing guy? George Clooney can't go anywhere without people fawning all over him. Look at Barack Obama. Barack Obama has to go places and he needs Secret Service. He needs big-time security. George Clooney, I can't stand him, but I wouldn't care. If he went through the airport, though, you can bet, man, he would be mobbed. Let him go through the airport and let Barack Obama go through the airport. I bet you the Clooney numbers are bigger than Barack Obama. So you got these guys that are out there, like, and I'm talking about Michelle Obama, these women, these powerful women, and she's hanging out with Harvey Weinstein, and she wants you to believe that she has no knowledge of his sexual deviancy, with a whisper campaign that sounded like a bullhorn. Then there was the other former first lady and twice-failed presidential candidate. Arguably, the most powerful woman in the world at one point, Hillary Clinton hobnobbed with Harvey Weinstein, again, on multiple occasions. She, too, protected her ears, and ignored the whispers on Weinstein. But now, Clinton wants to tell you what she really thinks about him. So she says, I was shocked and appalled by the revelations about Harvey Weinstein. The behavior described by women coming forward cannot be tolerated. Their courage and the support of others is critical in helping to stop this kind of behavior. Now, this is funny on so many levels. It is. Because, first of all, Hillary Clinton's husband is a pretty bad example, or pretty good example, of Harvey Weinstein. She's one to tweet this. Her daughter tweeted it, and Twitter blew up on her. Like, Chelsea, you do know who your father is, right? Well, people aren't really sure. Some people say it's Webb Hubble. And she does look a bit like Webb Hubble. But she does look like Bill Clinton, I don't know, in a strange kind of way. But now, what's interesting is everybody in Hollywood pretends to be shocked. A sexual predator lived in their midst for decades with the freakiest of sexual desires, and nobody knew. It would be different if Harvey was just like, you know, running around and grabbing people, grabbing women by the breast, you know. And I wouldn't even say that, because that's still going to, like, Harvey the breast guy, you know, Harvey the handler or something. But Harvey had some strange things that he liked to have done. And nobody gave him a name. Nobody brought anything up, like, gave him a nickname. Literally, hundreds of women, folks, owe their careers to Harvey Weinstein. And many of these women, more than knowing how this man operates, but were victims of him. And I put the victims in quotes, because I question if they're really victims. In almost every instance, the reason the person sexually harassed or was assaulted by Harvey Weinstein didn't want to, you know, tell on him, they would lose his or her career. So they make this Faustian deal with the devil, morality versus money. And others like Hillary Clinton, who he didn't molest or rape, didn't want to lose access to power. They refused to acknowledge what they knew about Weinstein, because in order for women to get ahead, there's got to be a few casualties, right? You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And you can bet when this guy dies, they're going to eulogize him the way they did Robert Byrd. He was my friend and mentor, Hillary Clinton said of Robert Byrd. And Bill Clinton talked about Byrd's tangential relationship to the Klan. They'll probably be talking about his tangential relationship molesting women.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So fallout from this Harvey Weinstein thing is continuing to grow. And every time I think that we're ready to let it go, more comes out. The New Yorker article, etc. We'll be talking about that a bit. But I also want to cover this Terry Crews sexual assault encounter. And if you don't know who Terry Crews is, he's a big black dude. You've seen him in movies. And I think he flexes his chest, you know, like The Rock. He does that, you know, that peck bounce. And you'll know him, I promise you. C-R-E-W-S, not like Crusoe or Cruise, like cruising down the road, but Cruise, like a rowing crew. Terry Crews. Low-budget films, occasionally TV shows. He's made a couple of films that, you know, where he, like, for example, he was in this film with Kevin Costner where his son gets picked up by a football team. Things like that, but it's usually bit roles. But he was in a movie with Adam Sandler where he plays the island dude or whatever. And, you know, clever guy, funny guy. I like him. But he generally plays a bad butt. So to hear of an allegation of sexual assault, it challenges your perception of him. And I wanted to know what it was about. And so I went to the article and I read his Twitter feed. And let me just show you what it said. He says, this whole thing with Harvey Weinstein is giving me PTSD. Why? Because this kind of thing happened to me. My wife and I were in a Hollywood function last year, and a high-level Hollywood executive came up to me and groped my privates. Jumping back, I said, "What are you doing?" My wife saw everything, and we looked at him like he was crazy. He just grinned like a jerk. He says, "I was going to kick his butt," he used a different word, "right then, but I thought twice about the whole thing, how the whole thing would appear. 240-pound black man stomps out Hollywood honcho would be the headline the next day." And he says, "Only I probably wouldn't have been able to read it because I would have been in jail." So we left. That night and the next day, I talked to everyone I knew that worked with him about what happened. He called me the next day with an apology, but never really explained why he did what he did. I decided not to take it further because I didn't want to be ostracized, par for the course when the predator has the power and the influence. I let it go. And I understand why many women who this happens to let it go. Who's going to believe you? What are the repercussions? Many. Well, he says, who's going to believe you? Few. What are the repercussions? Many. Do you want to work again? Yes. Are you prepared to be ostracized? No. I love what I do, but it's a shame and the height of disappointment when someone tries to take advantage of that. He knows who he is, but sometimes you have to wait and compare notes with others who've been victimized in order to gain a position of strength. I understand and empathize with those who have remained silent, but Harvey Weinstein is not the only predator. Hollywood is not the only business where this happens, and to the casualties of this behavior, you are not alone. Hopefully me coming forward with my story will deter a predator and encourage someone who feels helpless. Sexual harassment in the workplace is more prevalent than many realize, and it takes a lot of strength to report it. So that's what this big black dude said. Now, I want you to understand the dynamic here, folks. Some Hollywood honcho had the chutzpah to go up to a substantial black man and grab his private parts. Does anybody on God's green earth believe this honcho would have done this had he not been a Hollywood honcho? And you know the obvious answer. So what power must you feel to possess you to do something like that, that could get you hurt in the real world? He would have to believe, this person, that he has the same power as Weinstein. Interestingly, Cruz didn't hit the guy. Again, consider how Cruz would have responded in the real world. He would have pummeled this dude. Actually, he wouldn't have had to, because a scenario like that would have never happened unless Cruz was at a gay bar. But just in real life at a party, hanging out, whatever, never would have happened. So Cruz just gets pissed off. His wife witnesses her husband chomping out, and I'm cleaning that up because I'm telling you, he's really done worse than that. And then they decide to leave. And as the rest of the Twitter thread that I read suggests, there's some big points in all of this story, and I want to cover these. First, rightfully, the honcho called Cruz to apologize. Was that predicated on him talking to his employees and stuff and saying, what's up with that? I don't know. But the guy called him and he apologized. He didn't say why he apologized, figuring just saying, look, man, I apologize is enough, which isn't an apology, by the way, if you ask me. But apparently for Cruz, the apology sufficed. But then I say, did it really? Cruz went on to explain that he didn't want to be ostracized. The allure of Hollywood made him check his morals at the city limits as Hollywood beckoned. How many other men had this happened to? For Cruz, don't know, don't care. He's getting his paycheck, no harm, no foul. I know many who would have done the same thing. I'm not mad at him for this. I'm not even getting after him for this. I get it. But now the biggest point. Well, before I get to that, let me just say this. Cruz now sympathizes with others who've gone through this, particularly women. But really, does he? Because he didn't act. And in many of these things, people say silence is capitulation. Silence is agreement. So I can't really say that, you know, he was all about helping people. But I do want to get to this biggest point that Cruz made. He said he talked to many people about what happened. People in this guy's company, people who know who this person is and what happened. Nevertheless, this sexual predator remains a mystery. Even now, Cruz seems to be searching for others to come out before he does. How courageous, right? I mean, this is just prototypical Hollywood, folks, that it drives me crazy. The irony is that Hollywood is known for blackballing people, right? We know this. When they talk about Harvey Weinstein, they talk about people were afraid to do anything to Harvey or say anything about Harvey because they didn't want to be blackballed. They didn't want to lose their careers and their jobs, etc. Hollywood blackballs. We know this. For whatever reason, I don't like you hanging out with this person. You didn't do this for me or that. You took this film. There are so many reasons they blackball you. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of the government cracking down on Hollywood for blackballing? How many conservatives have been blackballed in Hollywood because of their political ideology? How many? How many people are afraid to come out? There is a culture of fear in Hollywood that in any other industry, you could not get away with it. Try that in manufacturing and see what happens. In the real world, folks, people make out like bandits when it's found out that companies collude against them or anything. Think of what happened in Silicon Valley when they took all these IT specialists and they said, don't hire. If you work at Google, Yahoo, don't you hire them. Facebook, don't you hire them. And so they put a freeze on these guys so they couldn't move around. They effectively made them indentured servants. Had a decent amount of pay, but indentured servants nonetheless. They didn't have freedom of movement. And at the very least, the Justice Department at least looked into it. Hollywood can tell somebody, this woman's never going to work. She didn't put out. That guy wouldn't let me bugger him. He's not going to get any work. Yeah, I don't like his political ideology. Think of how many right thinkers, people on the right, that Harvey Weinstein killed their careers. This guy's a dyed-in-the-wool leftist. And the minute that you're found out that you're not a leftist, guess what old Harvey does? He corners you in the room. That's what he does. This is big, folks. This is pointing the finger at so many things. Everything that they tell you, Lilly Ledbetter, all the stuff that they talk about in corporate America. Look at what's happening to women. All these capitalists and what they're doing to women. Look at what Harvey Weinstein and all of these lecherous suckers in Hollywood are doing to all people of all different flavors. They don't care about the kids. They're passing these kids around like candy. You want to know why the teenage suicide rate goes up? It's because of people like Harvey Weinstein who are predators on these kids. You want to know why women get demoralized and don't want to, you know, they become, you know, they don't want to be touched? Read that article in the New Yorker. You'll see what I'm talking about. Women have said, after Harvey Weinstein did what he did to me, I didn't want any man to ever touch me like that again. Things like this. And you have a black dude, a big black 240-pound muscle-bound dude telling you, this happened to me in Hollywood, and I was powerless to do anything about it. Do you think all the time Barack Obama spent out there, he fixed it? You think Bill Clinton did? These politicians are hobnobbing with these fools. They are participating in this. They are complicit, as is every single Hollyweirdo leftist that knows this stuff goes on. Folks, we're not talking about a secret here. I'm getting a little preachy, huh? But it's the truth. There's no secret here. They all know it. The cover-up is immense, and you'll hear more about it. It'll blow your mind. Trust me on that.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So there's a guy, he's a professional mourner. I saw his Instagram thing, and he shows pictures of him regular, and then he shows pictures of him crying. And he's got a series of prices that really are funny. So, like, he's got, okay, let me look here. Do you, and he does it for funerals. He says, do you want to boost your funeral? Hire me, the professional mourner, to come and cry at the funeral. Below are the summer specials. All right. Normal crying, $50. Bahamian hollering, $100. Crying and rolling around on the ground. $150. Crying and threatening to jump into the grave. $200. Crying. Oh, I love this one. Crying and actually jumping into the grave. $1,000. And what's so funny is he actually has pictures of him crying. And so he's got his regular picture, and then he's got his $50 special crying, the normal crying. And info, he says, inbox me for booking. So you can get a hold of him on Instagram, and he will come cry. And I was thinking, boy, could the left use this guy right now? This dude would be a hit in Hollywood. He would just be the party crier. He would just show up from bourgeois cocktail party to bourgeois cocktail party. And he's a brother, which is even better. Big old goofy looking dude. But he would be like, oh man, I'm so sad to hear about Harvey. Come here, about Harvey. I could see this dude working the circuit. This is hysterical. Oh my gosh. You know who else is crying? These late night comics. But before I get to that, I want to play a clip that we did not play when we talked earlier about Hillary Clinton and these leftists that are now breaking their silence, because Hillary Clinton's broken her silence. And I want to play that clip so you guys have an understanding of exactly how big this is, that she's broken her silence. Hillary Clinton has. So here's the clip.
We have just, in the last couple of minutes, received a statement from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who has over the years been close to Mr. Weinstein. In that statement, she says, quote, "I was shocked and appalled by the revelations about Harvey Weinstein. The behavior described by women coming forward cannot be tolerated. Their courage and the support of others is critical in helping to stop this kind of behavior." Harvey Weinstein, Harris, rapidly running out of friends
in Hollywood, huh? The most interesting part of that is, as I've said earlier, Hillary Clinton actually having the nerve to say, you know, these women, as they step forward, the courage that they show. But that's not what she said when it happened to her husband. But that's not even where I wanted to go. I wanted to go with why these late night comics still aren't touching Harvey Weinstein. Now, that's kind of a double entendre. Why they're still not touching Harvey. I'm not touching that. Harvey, man. Did we get that clip of Harvey with this girl? I don't know if you guys have heard this clip. Harvey's with I think she's an Italian girl. And there's a sting operation. And she's wearing a wire. Because Harvey, the night before, had just willy-nilly touched her breast. Just bloop, bloop, bloop. Didn't care. And she's, and you can hear her say, she's like, "You just touched my breast last night. I'm not that way. I don't like the way you just do that. I'm not that way with men." And he's like, "Yeah, but I do. I can do that." And she's like, "What do you mean you can do that?" And it was funny to me because he was so nonchalant about, "Yeah, I can get away with that." And it validated what Donald Trump said women will let you do. But what Harvey did was he just did this, and this woman rejected him, and he couldn't handle that. And then it got, I mean, if you heard the audio, and you probably have, there's no sense in us playing it now. No offense to you guys. Don't try to get it. It's too late. It's too late. You didn't do your job. That's okay. Anyway, I'm just messing with you. When you hear this, you hear how creepy Harvey is. He's trying to talk this woman into his room. They're in the hallway of a hotel, and he's like, "Just come in. Just come in for a minute. Just come in for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. A minute." And she's like, "No, I don't." He goes, "Look, I swear, I'm not going to do anything more. I'm not going to do anything." You know, and it is so creepy because everything that they talked about with him in terms of the allegations made, that he wanted you to watch him shower or to watch him pleasure himself or whatever, it was all validated. And as I said, when I read the New Yorker article, I was like, wow. This dude is really strange. And look, I'll be honest. I'm kind of a prude sexually in some regards. Because I'm looking at the... I don't care that somebody watches me shower. I just don't. I mean, and I'm pretty well built. And I don't care if you watch. I mean, I would prefer you not, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Especially you two. I don't want y'all watching at all, okay? Hey, look, I remember the first time I showered in a locker room with all guys. I was like, really? Where's my stall? I don't want to be showering here with a bunch of dudes. You know? And this is when I was first set to shower with guys when I played football or played sports, I didn't even have a concept of gay. You know what I mean? I'm sure guys were checking me out like, man, Kev's got a nice body. Look at that booty, you know, whatever. And I didn't even have a clue. For all intents and purposes, I was showering with a bunch of girls who were checking me out. I don't know. Because you can declare anything you want to be these days. Just wild. So, I don't know. That audio clip is just weird to me. We didn't play that yesterday, did we? Did you have it? You have the clip? No, I don't want to play it. No, people have heard it. But here's what's interesting. So Harvey Weinstein in 2004 was potentially going to be brought up on charges for this stuff. And the Cyrus Vance was the prosecutor for New York where this was occurring. And he dropped the case for someone. I don't know all the details around it, but he dropped the case. And Weinstein made a $10,000 donation to his campaign. Now, you can go research that for yourself, but that's what I've heard happened. And it was, you know, swept under the rug. Campaign donation, everybody's good. This is how leftism works. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. And the back scratching we're going to hear about is going to be interesting. But I want to come back to, why are the late night comics still not talking about Harvey Weinstein? This is so ripe for comedy. I want to ask you this question. You know where I'm going? You think you know? What? You got it. You're right. So one of my producers, he nailed it. Because they know how I think. Would the late night comics be busting Donald Trump if he were to be Weinstein? What do you think they'd be saying? Now look, folks, I'm not naive. You turn some of these things around. It's a Trump thing versus an Obama thing. And you get a little different reaction. We all have that reaction because we believe the motivation. But in this particular case, this is not a Trump Weinstein. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's a Trump-Weinstein thing. So I'll put it another way. What if you found out that Barack Obama were doing this? What do you think the left would be saying? See, completely different outcome with all three scenarios. There'd be people, believe it or not, trying to rationalize the reason why Barack Obama did what he did. Guarantee you, there'd be a huge contingency on the left saying, look, it's been misconstrued, this didn't happen this way, and Barack Obama would be, you know, look, you got to understand. You know, the way things are, the way things work out here, and you know, when you get to D.C., people, you got your challenges. And he would be explaining around it. Black folks would be rallying around this fool. You know it. With Weinstein, they're pretty much throwing him to the wolves, except for a few people. Late night comics can't find anything funny. Do you think these fools would find anything funny if it were Donald Trump? Looks like Donald Trump does more than grab a woman by the... You know, it would be Donald Trump. More allegations around sexual harassment. It would be a non-stop media fest. Now, in defense of the media finally getting it, they're starting to cover it. Just starting to. But we all know how big this cycle would be if this were Trump. We know. So, you know, that's what I always come back to this. If you, and this, by the way, dictates the core of Hollywood. This is the very same core of Hollywood that allowed this man to get away with this. Is the core of Hollywood that would dare crush Donald Trump, but has let Weinstein skip for generations. And they're still letting him get away with it to some degree. They're not piling on him the way they would if he were a member of our team.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.